You see, in the bulletin that I've been given the privilege of giving what's called the charge to the congregation. So, brothers and sisters in Fresno Reformed Presbyterian Church, I first off bring greetings from your older sister congregation in Los Angeles. We've been co-laboring in California since 1920. And I know that, and you know that many in the Los Angeles congregation love you and have been praying for you and have many experiences that we've shared together over the years, through many, many years. Now, I commented on social media that I had been moderator of your congregation for 341 days, and I was hoping that that would be a record within Presbyterianism because it was less than a year of interim moderatorship, and then you call a pastor, and then I get to step out and go back to L.A. and do my thing there, and I thought 341 days is pretty good, but it seems that Fresno Church has had one interim moderator that was better, 245 days, and that was Dr. Jim Carson. So one thing that I've learned from my time of ministry as pastor in Los Angeles is that I am no Jim Carson. He can one-up me even when he's not trying. So as I bring the charge to you, and now you're mic'd and awake, I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 3, just verses 4 through 9. 1 Corinthians 3, verses 4 through 9, and this was alluded to in the sermon. For one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal? What then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. And then one more text from 1 Corinthians. We'll turn to 1 Corinthians 11. We're going to read just one verse, 1 Corinthians 11, the very first verse of that chapter. The Apostle Paul saying to the church in Corinth, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. So notice from the text that I've read that the Apostle Paul says that the church is a field and the church is a building. And my grandfather was a farmer and my father was a contractor. And both men worked hard and both men were often dirty and sweaty. And they were happy to tell you that they earned an honest living. Reverend Ketchum, soon to be, is coming here to work in a field. And he's coming here to work on a building. And it's going to be hard work. And you, as the one that is called in the text, the field and the building, be served in that way. Be served in that way. See yourself as a field where the Lord Jesus Christ has given you a farmer. Or the Lord Jesus Christ has given you a master builder among the building. Now, as we get specific in the charge, I want to start with Mr. Ketchum. This is a charge to the congregation, and you are a member of this congregation. My charge to you as a member of this congregation is that you would serve this congregation in the way that you have wanted to be loved and to be served by ministers that you have known in your life. You too are a sheep needing to be shepherded. And you have had both positive and negative experiences in church life from those who call themselves shepherds. Love your sheep, because you are also a sheep, and imitate Christ, Mr. Ketchum. Next, I would like to speak to the elders. I've had the privilege of working with them over the last 341 days, but I've known them much longer, and we've worked together, of course, in presbytery and on presbytery matters. And my charge to you men would be to not be rubber stamp elders. Don't be rubber stamp elders. Hear what Reverend Ketchum has to say. Search the scriptures. Co-pastor with this man. Let the congregation that he is being called to serve, let the congregation see you as a team rather than as a board of directors under a CEO. That is a disaster waiting to happen. Be co-shepherds with Sam and be patient with him. I have three of my four ruling elders in this room. They're probably taking notes as we give the charge here. And I've said to many people that if it wasn't for good ruling elders, I probably would have blown up the LA church years ago. Elders, it is your job to co-pastor with this man. Next, I would speak to the former minister and his wife. It's a great opportunity that Sam has that the former pastor is in this congregation. Not all pastors are privileged to have the previous pastor in the congregation that he is to be serving. But it is a privilege here in Fresno Church. And Tim, Reverend McCracken, Lori, Mrs. McCracken, I'm sure that today is a day that is both mixed with joy as well as maybe a little bit difficulty. This was you two 30 years ago, and maybe 30 years of ministry is flowing through your minds tonight. I want to thank you for your service to this church. I want to thank you, Lori, for loving the least of these among the community. And Tim, I would like to thank you for your teaching and your care in this congregation. And my charge to you two specifically would be to pray for the Ketchums. To pray for the Ketchums and to pray with the Ketchums. No one in this congregation will know the difficulty of the pastoral life like you two. Pray for them. Be available for them. Love them. And imitate Pastor Sam as he imitates Christ. Next, I would speak to the deacons. Deacons, you have a very important office. One of Sam's former professors, C.N. Wilburn, says that the diaconate is no small office. We know why the diaconate was set up, and it was set up in part so that those who minister in the word and in prayer are more free to do that work. Serve this congregation with your gifts so that your pastor is more free to serve the congregation and the community with his gifts, so that he has time to study and to preach and to pray. Be the hands of Christ in Fresno Church and imitate Pastor Sam as he imitates Christ. I'd like to give a charge to Mrs. Ketchum. Is she here? There she is. She's behind glass. Mrs. Ketchum, a good wife to a good pastor will prove to be of great value in the kingdom of God. Aid your pastor, who is also your husband, so that he can fulfill the ministry to which he is called. And remember that when times get busy and when times get difficult, that you too are to be pastored. And elders, ruling elders, I want you men to remember that Dorsey deserves to be pastored as well. Care for her. Care for her as a pastor's wife who is very, very far from home. Care for her. And Mrs. Ketchum, imitate Sam as Sam imitates Christ. I would speak to the young people in the congregation as well. And we see that Fresno is in a time of transition. When I became the pastor of LA, Fresno was filled with teenagers, and there were no little people running around. And now it's filled with little people, and the teenagers have become young adults. But to those that would still call themselves part of the youth, know that your pastor already loves you, because we've talked about it. We've talked about it. He loves your souls more than you may ever know. And he will love your friends' souls. And the charge is to know that Pastor Sam is your pastor, not just the grown-ups' pastor in the congregation, that he is your pastor as well. Let him into your life and imitate Pastor Sam as Pastor Sam imitates Christ. I would give a charge to those who will say, maybe even secretly in their heart, that Pastor Tim will always be my pastor. That's great that Pastor Tim has been influential in your life. Pastor Tim has influenced many lives, including my life. He'll always be listed among our pastors. But the Lord Jesus provides the church with the gift that the church needs now. And in God's providence, Pastor Tim is still here, but Pastor Sam is the one who is your pastor. And I would encourage you to get into that mindset. That doesn't mean that you lose your love for Pastor Tim. It means that your love for Pastor Sam is to grow. And you're to look to him first as the one who is pastoring you. imitate Pastor Sam as Pastor Sam imitates Christ. And I would speak to those who are maybe struggling some with a new approach. A new minister brings new approaches. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes the preaching is a little different, or the way that he prays is different, or his emphasis in reading the scriptures, or his emphasis in prayer meetings. That may be difficult for some of you. But please know that Pastor Sam is not seeking to be innovative. He's seeking to show you Jesus from the Word of God and to show you those old paths that are good. Imitate Pastor Sam as Pastor Sam imitates Christ. And a charge for everyone. I'll let you in on a little pastoral secret. Among the greatest joys in the life of the pastor is seeing his spiritual children walking in truth and imitating those things that they are being taught. You know, those of you that are parents, when your children imitate something that you've taught them, and how great that feels. Or maybe you see them imitating something that you wish they wouldn't, and how bad that feels. When our congregations begin to speak like us and to see the things in the Word of God that we see, and when they begin to appreciate the things that we appreciate, that is such a joy to the heart of a pastor. Be patient. Be patient with the preaching of the Word. Be patient because you're being stretched. Be patient with the prayer meetings. You're being stretched. Be patient with Sam's ministries. And pray for him. Pray that he sees conversions. Pray that he sees adult baptism, something that I've been praying for 9 years. Pray that he sees new members. Pray that he sees old members flourish. Pray that he sees sins conquered. Pray that he sees Jesus in you. And imitate Pastor Sam as Pastor Sam imitates Christ. For this is the field of Jesus, and the building of Jesus. And today, God has given you a gift, sometimes called a shepherd, sometimes called a workman. But he is your pastor. Imitate him as he imitates Christ. Amen.